The idea is that we can create the kind of cohesive experience so that they stay and their dollars stay as well.
That's great. And that's what the governor keeps talking about.
Right.
You got to get these people out of New York City and up here.
Right.
And people from all over the world who go to New York City, get them to come up.
Indeed.
My office at the Bridge Authority, we actually get calls on occasion from folks planning their trips from Europe wanting to know the hours of the walkway.
Really?
Absolutely. And it's just...
Those are officials speaking with Secretary of State Cesar Perales about the need to keep walkway visitors in the region, directing them to other sites and attractions. As Walkway Over the Hudson Executive Director Elizabeth Waldstein Hart puts it,
staying longer and doing more.
She led the tour, joined by elected officials and others. Walkway is the longest elevated pedestrian bridge in the world, connecting Poughkeepsie in Dutchess County to the town of Lloyd in Ulster County. Some 500,000 visitors descend upon the bridge annually, with about one half coming from outside the region. Officials predicted Perales would be impressed. Here he is at the tour's end.
Well, I'm very, very impressed. I knew I was going to enjoy it. But I'm very impressed by the enthusiasm of the folks who are involved, as well as their plans. These are very ambitious plans. If any of it works, this is going to be one of the great tourist attractions in our state, and I'm really excited about it.
Democratic Assemblyman Frank Scartatos, whose district includes both sides of Walkway, says it meant a lot that Perales visited.
It is important for the Secretary of State to see what has been done, what our plans are, and how it's going to have an impact on all of us, including the state of New York.
He adds,
the walkway is the heart and the soul of this community right now. It has become the crown jewel of parks, recreation, and historic preservation. And our public square for all of our events and causes will be found right here on the walkway. In addition, it has really made a connection between communities that were separated by a river.
Perales was shown projects already funded and told about projects in need of funding. City of Poughkeepsie Mayor John Tysik, along with Waldstein Hart, stood roughly mid-span pointing to the Poughkeepsie waterfront to the north.
This was an old Dutton lumber yard. This is a brownfield site. There's a private developer, the O'Neill Group out of Hackensack, New Jersey, who obtained this property. The city did not own it.
When you say this property, you talk about the large
Large parcel here, yeah.
Those were dilapidated buildings.
So they are actually at the planning board right now to construct about a 387-unit townhouse condo complex. It'll be about 20% commercial. And this whole river's edge will be another park.
Then Matthew Smith got the secretary's ear, pointing to the Ulster County side and pitching his gondola project. Smith is project manager for the gondola project and Highland Landing Park. The gondola or skyline ride would have glass enclosed cars like an enclosed ski lift, taking visitors from the town of Lloyd to the bridge. He says having buses traverse the steep and windy roads to get from town to the walkway would be dangerous.
And it would start from where and end where?
It would start from down where see the green tarp, looks like a green building almost, in the town of Lloyd, right down there at the park. And it would go up to the top of the ridge and along, and then it would come down to the walkway right near where the state trailer is at the end of the walkway here. So it would tie the rail trail, the walkway, and the park, the tourism boats, together.
He says the project is in the planning stages, having undergone a feasibility study. Perales had one question.
How big an investment is something like that?
It's about $7 million. And
that's real money.
Yes, it is.
The tour included a visit to the Washington Street Plaza renovation project in Poughkeepsie below the bridge. It's soon to be the site of signage, lighting, and landscaping. Officials also showed Perales the waterfront elevator construction project on the Poughkeepsie side. On the Ulster County side, Perales heard other ideas for improving the entrance area and riverfront access. Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district includes Poughkeepsie, says Walkway is a top priority project in his region.
The Walkway has put together their agenda for what they need for the next year to sort of meet their goals of the projects they have, and they've asked for our support in those efforts with the Regional Economic Development Council, and we have put together a letter supporting them, and we have communicated to the leaders of that council that we are very hopeful that they will be able to provide the resources that are needed. The Secretary of State has an enormous amount of pull in that area, so that's why today his visit is so important, because he's able to, if he is impressed, direct his influence to the governor's office and to the Regional Economic Development the council and see what we've all seen for a long time, which is this is an area where we can invest tax dollars and really see a huge benefit for that.
Walkway has seen more than 2 million visitors since opening 4 years ago. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.